RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Serious question. Kirk Cousins is still there.
Yeah. Yes. Just collecting money.
Yes. Huh? Good for him. Good for him. Better not see that field.
I like the Bears' defense better than the Falcons, too. Like, I think the Bears have, like, offensively, like, they all both have weapons, but I'm going to count on the Bears' defense.
Yeah, the Bears, I'll just wait and see.
Yeah, Caleb got to show me.
I'll just wait and see.
Caleb got to show me. And I don't like what he's shown me so far.
Can we talk about your boys for a second, Jesse?
In Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
What is, like, if I asked you, and we'll do this with the 49ers here in a few minutes, and we'll, for those who need to get caught up on the Kawhi Leonard Los Angeles Clippers thing, we'll dig back into that in about 10 minutes or so. If I asked you to name the biggest strength of the Miami Dolphins, do you feel like you know what it would be?
Their defensive line. Yeah, okay. Their defensive line, no doubt. Biggest weakness is
so finish,
running with the football.
Finish this sentence for me. We can leave it. It's not Miami Dolphins radio.
It can be.
They're an interesting team to me because if I finish this sentence, if Tua Tagovailoa plays all 17 games,
they're a wild card team.
Definitively.
I'm not going to say definitively, but I feel pretty good about that because if he's playing all 17, I'd assume this is the best offense. Not assume. This is going to be the best offensive line on paper he's playing with. So if Tua's playing all 17, they kept him upright. If Tua's got more than 2 seconds to throw, that offense works a lot better.
And he has weapons.
Yes. Like, they have weapons.
If that offensive line.
Like, McDaniels is like 10 games over 500 with Tua. Their issue is when he doesn't play.
They're in the playoffs if he plays 17. And that offense is talked about if he plays 17. Because he has weapons. They have a team that,
they don't,
I don't stop short and say that he'd be dangerous, but like they could be really good.
They don't have the strongest schedule either. Defensive line is their strength. Yeah. If defensive line gets to the quarterback, that'll help out their secondary. It's looking kind of average right now, I'll say that.
Hmm. Go ahead. You're thinking
you're
something.
Making me. I don't want to say it because Jesse's my boy.
Wow. Go ahead. No, go
Jesse's just, my boy. No, I don't want to say nothing.
No, you brought up.
I don't want to say nothing.
Say it. Say it so I can go against it.
Tell me what's the problem? What's the problem?
The coach and the quarterback just aren't good enough. They're not good enough. And I know there's numbers that point to them being good. I will do the same thing with Tua that I did for Jordan Love. Give me three games where he played well and won against a good team.
He's had games where he's played well in December and they haven't won just because it wasn't on him or just the other guys and stuff like that. And McDaniels, like, they made the playoffs twice with McDaniels.
But you don't.
McDaniels first coach fired.
You don't only have to play good against the good teams. You have to play good against your schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they have. Okay. I mean, okay. I think they got Buffalo twice. Like, are they going to at least split
against
them?
But that's a division game. You like, yeah, of course they can split. Like, if I said Miami split with Buffalo, if I said the 49ers split with the Cardinals, no one's surprised. Like, that's the division. It happens.
I don't.
If I'm dead wrong about the Commanders and the Giants split, no one is surprised.
Yeah, I don't think they beat the Ravens. I don't think they beat the Commanders. I don't think they beat the Bengals.
You don't have to think anything. The question is, what can they do? And if Tua is healthy with his offensive weapons, you don't think they could compete with any of those teams?
They can compete. They ain't going to beat them.
Tua, when he's played, they make the playoffs when Tua plays.
Yeah, because they do well in September, and they do well against the sorry teams. And the top teams, they just don't have a chance. Didn't Tua play, what was that, Thanksgiving or Christmas in Green Bay?
Yeah,
like, that was just a loss. Like,
he got concussed in the first half.
In that game?
Yeah, he got concussed. We found out after. We didn't know. But.
And they let him play the whole game?
Well, they didn't know he was concussed or something like that. I don't know what happened.
And they didn't know he was concussed.
Something like that. I don't know. It was during that whole weird year, you know?
Like,
6-3, 7-5, 8-5, 11-6, 6-5. Those are the records when Tua Tagovailoa plays. Is it that bad?
They've got the Colts, Patriots, Bills, and Jets the first four games. I mean, you can come out of that 3-1.
I can't do math. What's the win percentage on that?
Patriots and Jets games at home. And you got the Panthers after that. They got winnable. The Browns, the Falcons, they got winnable games.
I think you're too hard on Tua.
The Saints are there.
You can prove me wrong.
Well, no.
Him and McDaniels can prove me wrong.
No. He can play. play 17, and then that's where we start the burden of proof.
Tua doesn't play the whole season.
I mean, if he plays 15 or 16, he played 17 in 2025. He was 11-6, 4,600 yards, 29 touchdowns, 14 interceptions.
They went to the playoffs and played one of them teams and lost.
Not the question.
I understand.
The question was, can they get to the playoffs?
I don't think they can.
Okay.
He can prove me wrong. Him and McDaniels can prove me wrong. I don't think they're good enough.
The 2 years they did get to the playoffs, too, I mean, the one was where he was concussed, and the second one, they played in the Freezer Bowl.
Think their schedule's that difficult? Am I looking at the right one? I think their schedule's that difficult.
You're a good friend.
Am I?
I think you're two out, though. McDaniel's getting fired first. That's jumping out the window, I think.
Well, I don't know that. Wait a minute.
During the season,
hold
though.
On. Let's have two separate arguments here.
Well, I mean, during the season, though. I think people have him getting fired, like, during the regular season. They're not going to be that bad. If he gets fired, it's going to be after the year, which I could see happening if they don't make playoffs.
Colts, Patriots, Bills.
They had a in-the-hunt schedule last year, didn't they? Like, last 2 weeks of the season, they were in the hunt, kind of?
They were. I think.
I feel like I remember them kind of being in the hunt.
They're a better team this year than last year. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I don't even necessarily
you would
buy
remember
because
they beat San Francisco.
I did.
That's probably why you remember. Yeah. Number one defense, my ass.
Who said that?
I'm sorry. I don't know why we got so wrapped up in the Dolphins. I just wanted to hear my man's thoughts on them because I do kind of think they're a fascinating team. Like, I think their personnel is good. The just ifs is tough.
The most likely McDaniel
especially
fired,
for a player who we've seen so many horrible things happen to.
The most likely Mike McDaniel fired scenario was that they go 8-9 at the end of the season, miss playoffs. Like, they're going to be 8 wins at minimum this year. It's just, I don't know if that's at maximum two or if they get a couple more.
Who's the worst team in the league this year?
The Saints.
Yeah, the Saints. Saints or the Colts.
They're going to, this arch story arc is just going
to
be
yeah, is he
going
to go to his uncle's team or his grandpa's team?
It's going to be brutal. Oh, yeah, that's a great point. the Colts and the Saints. Battling it out,
that Saints,
so to speak.
That Saints week two for the Niners, man. Come on, boy, they better win that game.
Hey, I want to talk the 49ers, and we'll talk a little Kawhi and Clippers and all of that. I said battling it out. You want to talk about your boys real quick?
Ooh.
The Giants.
Oh, well.
You said the Giants are fighting for a wild card. You meant it.
Colorado need to back up.
First
before
of all,
they get smacked up.
I beat that pitcher's ass. This whole, the whole like yelling about showing me up, bro. Shut up.
It wasn't that bad.
We're so past that too.
Yeah, he held it.
He had to make sure it went over the fence.
Yeah, it was pretty far.
Wasn't even that bad.
He held it.
Well, even so, you're like 3-14 on the season. Your team sucks. Like, just it's fine. Throw the next pitch.
Now, to be fair, that's probably why he's pissed off.
Oh, like, I'm sure.
Team is just
I'm sure.
Here come the Giants hitting home runs and walking halfway down the line. Yeah. Like, I get it, but I wouldn't do that.
Here's the part that confused me. Is he left the base path?
Well, no, just go ahead. Run your bases.
He didn't.
Don't worry about it.
I think he rounded first. He's like talking. He gets to first. And when I say rounded, I mean he's just kind of like walking and yelling. And then they converged.
Yeah, that happened, but they had him run the bases.
So I was good. I didn't see the end. Did he had to go back out?
Yeah, he ran the bases.
I'm dead serious. Did he have to start over or just go back to where he was?
That I don't know. That one I don't know.
I immediately thought, oh no, not gonna count.
Giants out here winning games, though. Giants winning games. Like I said, every game against the Rockets, you have to.
Didn't get a lot of help yesterday, though.
No, they didn't, but they got some today. Detroit finally played like a top team. They were supposed to beat the Mets.
Okay.
So if the Giants win today, they will be four back of the New York Mets.
And that's your timeline, right?
Yeah, they did it with like four games to spare.
Your number was four. Yeah. By what day again?
It was like by this upcoming Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. All right.
So we'll see.
It's there.
I'm not fully bought in.
You are ready to have your heart broken.
I'm not. If they get under four after this weekend, they find a way to get under four with playing Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now they're gonna have me tapped in.
Jesse said it earlier, being a sports fan is the stupidest thing we do.
Just wait till the season's over and they're 81-81.
That might get them in.
We'll come back. We'll get you caught up on what's going on with Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers, Steve Ballmer, and Pablo Torre's explosive podcast that dropped earlier, and strength and weaknesses of the San Francisco 49ers. We're commercial free till the top of the hour. It's Steeler and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey, shout out to our main man, Dusty Baker, the Hall of Famer, Baker, and the incredible team over at Baker Family Wines. As the summer winds down and the fall approaches, no better way to wind down than to drink responsibly with some Baker Family Wines, whether Sauvignon Blanc, this 2022 I'm holding in your hand is your bag, or something a little darker and redder is your bag. Dusty Baker has put the same amount of energy and effort into his amazing wine collection as he did becoming a Hall of Fame manager. You can head over to BakerFamilyWines.com right now. Join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. We are going to be out at the winery soon. We're going to be at Baker Family Wines soon. Could be this month even. We're expected to get confirmation on the date here very, very soon. And the best part about this, Casey, is where it's located.
Right there in West Sacramento. You don't have to go to Napa, even though it's close to me. You don't have to go to Lodi. It's centrally located, everybody, man. West Sacramento, Baker Family Wines. Go check them out. Shout out Norm. Bake your wine.
Bake your wine.
Norm getting his first win of the season.
Actually, just for the record, because some of y'all are too literal, don't. just go to BakerFamilyWines.com.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
And join Dusty's Clubhouse. I know TC, a part of Dusty's Clubhouse. TC, what's going on, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, just vibing. I got another trade proposal, bro. I've been dealing with Portland lately, man.
Okay.
For some reason, I believe we can get one done, right? So I got Zach, man, think about this one. I got Zach LaVine going to Portland, bro, for Jeremy Grant and Thibault.
Okay.
It's like a win-win for both teams. They got a scoring punch in Zach LaVine that can help them go on. And, they got a couple dollars for a couple years, but it ain't crazy. As far as the Kings, we get better defensively and we get some length. We got Thibault defensively and Jeremy's not that too bad. And we got his length, and he can rebound. And I think it's a win-win for both teams, bro.
No, it's not. It's not.
I don't think the money works.
This is what I love about it's a TC with these trade proposals are like me with my bold take predictions. Whether it's the Browns, the Raiders, Baker and the Panthers, or now the New York Giants, he's just going to keep swinging. And that's what you got to do, TC. You just got to get up and keep swinging. And no matter how many times you and I get knocked down, just get up. That's all we can do. Just get up.
You live to trade another day.
Zabo was questioning whether he'd be listening to something else.
Well,
hey, where did you hear that one at?
Hey, can't find that. Can't find that.
Oh, man, I told you, nobody
can't find
was.
That. Like I said, nobody before you was. Talk about doing anything, step your game up, Grandpa. This ain't 1995.
Trade machine.
You better get a camera somewhere.
Trade machine says it's a go.
Oh, Jesse, come on.
The Trailblazers add one win. The Kings lose one win.
Great.
It's a win-win, essentially.
Well, that's literally what TC said.
Yeah,
it's
essentially a win-win.
When TC said it's a win-win for everybody, no, he meant you lose one win, you lose one win, and we just call it a day. Great. We're a 39-win team now. Familiar territory.
Oh, man. Damn.
Somebody start an LLC. God damn it.
I mean, the Blazers would be sending off 3 years of Jeremy Grant for just two of Zach LaVine. I mean,
to me,
does Jeremy Grant make the Sacramento Kings better?
Yeah, to me, that's just, and shout out to TC, that's my dog, but that's just making a trade for the sake of making a trade.
It allows you to start Keon Ellis?
I don't know if Keon Ellis is a starter.
You go Dennis, Keon, Keegan, Jeremy, and DeMar DeRozan's still here. Never mind.
Oh, God.
Never mind. Trade's off.
You're right. That was a trade for trade's sake. But TC working. That's fine.
He's trying.
There was a vision there. There was a vision until we got to DeMar DeRozan.
There was a vision until he said it out loud. It just doesn't work.
I see you, TC. Keep working.
TC, in honor of your persistence, I'm going to name our LLC TC LLC.
There we go. TC2.
They'll never be able to trace it back to us. He's on every damn radio station in the state.
TC2.
And I'm going to sign my name, Bonte Hill. Let them figure it out. Bonte be like, I've never seen this in my life. Well, sir, that's your name right there, pal.
Oh,
that's
man.
Your name. Obviously, the story of the day, I just looked up Led Sports Center, Kawhi Leonard, and Pablo Torre's podcast. There's no such thing as NIL in the NBA, but this feels like an NIL deal gone very, very wrong.
Well, it does. And I read something that was very NIL-ish. It just caught my attention. I want to know what you think about it.
Okay.
So John Gambadoro.
Love that guy.
He's got a radio station in Phoenix. Like, he's, I would call him an insider. He's probably like Phoenix's James Hamm or something like that, right? Like NBA insider.
Okay.
He had tweeted out earlier today. He's after, you know, quote tweeting Pablo's tweet with the situation. He said, this story is fascinating. From what I know from sources, when Kawhi signed with the Clippers, the Toronto owner, Larry Tannenbaum, was beside himself because he believed he bent over backwards for Kawhi, including calling three sponsors to meet Kawhi's demand of an extra $15 million in endorsement money. This was brought to the attention of Adam Silver as a concern over the cheating going on in the league being out of control, but no action was taken as it was thought Tannenbaum didn't truly understand the rules, only a promise to get more serious about it in the future. So you talk about NIL. This goes to like what we talked about earlier. This is just how business is done, it feels like. This guy, if this is true, he was ready to give him an extra $15 million. He just lost out. Because once again, we talked about it earlier, Ballmer just had more money to offer.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you. I thought
no,
you were gonna,
that was that's,
no. That okay. Was so that. So what was the term we were using earlier? Level playing field.
Yeah.
That's like the level. You know, we've talked. There's been so much discussion about big markets. I mean, especially after this year, OKC in Indiana. So much talk about big markets and small markets. So much talk about first aprons and second aprons and what felt like a paralyzed free agency market because of the fear of making that deal that sends you to an apron over an apron or sends you to a position that will be extremely difficult to walk back. Mm-hmm. But like it or not, you can you can make an argument that those aprons have created a level playing field. If not a level playing field, a more level playing field. And you know, the days of, you know, everyone from Jesse's guy who sold the Celtics to, you know, a handful of different people who have discussed, you know, the Joe Lacob approach. I'll pay as long as we're winning. One for one, two for whatever. It's worth the championships. Well, now you can't sign the buyout guy that you signed to win your third championship. You can't sign that guy now. You also, if you're in the apron for, we'll say, as long as the prime Golden State Warriors were, you don't get draft picks then. Like, your restrictions become massive. They have a direct impact on basketball business, and you can't navigate them. For better or worse, and we don't know the true reality of it yet, from our perspective, it's way worse because this offseason was boring. Yeah. But from an NBA perspective, it's created a leveler playing field. Circumventing that because your owner is one of the richest men in the world is something, again, this isn't meant to like be snarky. Vivek can't do that.
Right.
Like there's a... I wished I lived in this world, but I'm comfortable in saying there is a massive difference, and I have no idea. Maybe Vivek's worth $5 billion. I have no idea. It doesn't matter. Steve Ballmer's worth $153. Like, that is such a drastic difference. Mm-hmm. And the idea, and if you remove Kawhi, you remove the Clippers, and you remove Steve Ballmer, having an owner who's capable of donating $30, $40, $50, $100 million without blinking an eye to an organization that funnels that money to a player, while, you know, a team in Sacramento or Indiana or Oklahoma City doesn't have the means to do that, it has created now another unlevel playing field.
Right.
And that's the situation that the NBA has to be most concerned about. It's not aspiration. It's not Kawhi. It's Steve Ballmer. It's the actual act and the ramifications it could have on the rest of the league. Hmm. And so is it business? I don't think it is. I genuinely don't think it is. I also don't think this is the first time it's happened.
No.
So I don't know.
So this is.
But New York Knicks, clean it up. So whatever your books look like, dog, you got to clean them up right now.
We're just having fun. We're having fun. We're talking about a story. When do you think this first might have happened? I've got an idea. I feel like it's unfair. I feel like it might have been the Heatles.
Okay. Walk me through it.
LeBron took a quote unquote less money, a pay cut, to go to Miami, play with Wade, play with Bosh. Did Bosh get a max deal? I think he did.
Well,
or they all kind of took a little
they
less.
They all
right?
got less than the max, but it was marginally less. And it's not fair for me to say, but like in the scheme of 100 something, it was like 5 million less, maybe. I think they were signing trades too.
I can find that extra 5 million for you. Don't worry about you taking less. I find that extra 5 million for
you. No, I know. You have the extra because I'm in Florida.
There's that too.
You have the extra 5 million. In fact, I got like an extra 15 million.
Yeah. There's that too.
From being in Florida. I think a lot of stuff started with the Heatles, by the way.
So
I think the NBA as we know it today started, I think, here's what I really think. I think the NBA as we know it started today started in 2008 in Beijing. That's where I think it started. Carmelo might have screwed it up for the whole crew because he signed the lengthier extension, but I think everything played out the way those guys planned.
Was LeBron going back to Cleveland, that was less than the max, right? I only say that because wasn't the Lakers thing, that was the first time he took max money.
LeBron.
I thought that was always.
Well, remember LeBron signed a 1+1 when he went home. And it was I mean, everyone was shocked, but it was like, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to spend. To make us contenders. And if I get the feeling you're not, I'm just going to leave again. And so he was 1+1. And then I think he signed a 1+1 again the next offseason. It might have been a 2+1, but I feel like he just kept signing a series of 1+1s while he was in Cleveland signing in LA.
You got guys.
I'm sorry. I don't remember what the dollar figure was because it's not the 4-year 100 something million. It was whatever the 2-year equivalent is.
You joke about it, but you're spot on because when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about some of these players. I was like, well, they don't really have to because LaMarcus Aldridge went to Texas. Dwight Howard went to Texas. LeBron and the Heatles went to Florida. And I was trying to think who could have possibly been one of the first cases of this. And maybe it's not even that far back. Maybe it is Jalen Brunson.
I got one. It doesn't really have to do with less money, though. What about Harden in Houston? That was their giant acquisition. They signed him to the extension right away, made him the man, and Daryl Morey sucks. So maybe... Maybe he worked with truthfully, I don't even know who the owner of the Rockets was at the time. I don't know if it was I don't think it was Fertitta back then.
This is not fair at all. Not fair at all. If you told me Daryl Morey did something shady and underhanded, I'd believe it.
Facts.
I'd absolutely believe. Oh yeah, he did. Guilty as he did that. Whatever they say he did, he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It could be.
I don't know. That's, like I apologize kind of to Daryl Morey. I have no idea. Yeah. He just looks like someone who would do something slimy. Like, hey, I need you to funnel money to, I don't know.
But whatever. That story, that can neither confirm nor deny. That makes me think, like, I don't want to say it was a common practice, but this wasn't the first time something like this had gone on. The Raptors guy was like, yeah, I got $15 million for you in endorsement money. What? They came with $28 million? Wow. Like, it just doesn't give off that it's unprecedented. Like, we're about to do something that nobody's doing. Like, be careful or whatever. He was even complaining, like, wait a minute, this is crazy. I thought I had him at 15. I need to talk to Silver. I thought I had him at 15 million. This is out of control. Silver, there's somebody going past the $15 million threshold of endorsement money.
So, yeah, there is a Adam, like, yeah, I know. Wait, it was 28 million? What?
Now, I told you guys we can go 15. Who the hell did that?
I think you brought up a great point earlier. You like to Jesse, when Jesse asked that question. I don't think so. I don't. But maybe there is a sprinkle of the tampering stuff here, where the NBA knows. We all know. Everyone knows. They've created a term called legal tampering, which doesn't even make sense. Grammatically, it makes no sense. Because it's not tampering if it's legal. Mm-hmm. But don't make us look stupid. That's all this boils down to. At least give the illusion that you're following the rules. Mm-hmm. And do not make us look stupid, because if you do, we will fine you and you will pay for it. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe, well, he just was.
Michael in the chatty house, I think he's being a smart ass, but if he's not, it's still cool. But he brings up a good point. He says, Kenny, Dirk's deal with Mark Cuban. What free agent says the Mavericks signed lately? Because Mark Cuban knew a lot about this situation. Mark Cuban was quick to be like, no, this is how it goes down in certain situations. Okay. Who did you sign, sir? Harrison Barnes? Did Harrison Barnes get $10 million in endorsement money?
That would be insane. That would be absolutely insane. You're about to sink your whole organization to sign Harrison Barnes. No shade to our brother, but
Rafe LaFrenz, Josh Howard. Who was getting Nick Van Exel?
But I don't think Dirk didn't have any weird deals with Mark Cuban. He just, like, didn't Dirk take pennies at the, not pennies, but at the end?
He did.
Sounds shady to me.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. Hey, he Mark, took pennies, huh?
Why don't you come over here and we'll question you real quick.
You're saying Dirk was playing for the minimum, huh? Huh.
Well, to say he was playing is a little bit of a stretch. Hell, he might have given him an office job by that point. Oh, pennies. Well, this might have been the vet minimum or just above it. It looks like his last contract was $5 million.
What was endorsement looking like that year?
Hang on.
Let me look at Mark Cuban's companies. Did Dirk have an appearance on Shark Tank that season?
Okay, all right, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. There's a problem here.
Hold on, did Dirk Nowitzki buy 30% of the company that season on Shark Tank?
I'm not even looking at the books right now, and something looks a little fishy to me. Let's look at this right now, starting in 2012. I'll round down or up, depending on how I'm feeling in the moment.
And once again,
Dirk. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you told me Cuban did something shady, I'd believe you. I'd believe you, Michael.
No. Follow this. starting in 2012, going to 2018, 20.9, 22.7 million, 7.9 million, 8.3 million, 25 million.
I'm calling the police right now.
$5 million. Where's 5 Pablo? Million.
Where's Pablo? Get him on board right now.
Hey. Hey.
Hell's going on out there.
What is this?
D-Lo and KT, find out. Yo.
Yo, no, yeah, you're right. No wonder Mark Cuban is speaking with such authority on this.
I'm going to tweet Mark Cuban from the show account right now. Your days are numbered,
pal. Are you kidding me?
Watch your back. Days are numbered. We know what you did.
22 million, 7 million, 8 million, 25 million.
Come on, man.
5 million, 5 million.
All right, man.
I could give you the full breakdown if we had gotten the $10 from the last guy who worked here, but we never got the $10, so I can't give you the full breakdown.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. What's up, Mark?
Is it $10 a month or $10 for the year? It's $30 for the year. I'm just going to get us.
That was no, don't do that. The company's got to pay for it.
Yeah.
The company barely pays us. Charlie's trying to figure out how to change the Twitter password.
Hey, that was funny with the last guy. Oh, can we get this for the spot check? Oh, yeah, no problem. We'll get it right now.
Yeah, after I buy this $500 dinner at Bennett's and get my card canceled.
Didn't get it right now.
Didn't. Never got it.
Huh. Huh. All right, well. I guess we can go. What was the year he made $7 million?
So Dirk was dirty, huh?
What was the year he made $7 million?
What year was it?
Yeah.
It was standby.
Like
I was
14, maybe.
No, I think it was a little later. The $7 million. Yes, I'm sorry. The 22 million was 13. The 7.9 million was 2014. 8.3 was 2015. And then reasons known to no human being on earth, he signs a $25 million contract. Hey. You're right. It is D'Lo and Casey finds out because I need to. Okay. You know what? I don't do this often. Why did Dirk? No,
wait. Now that I. Okay. No, that was after. I was about to say, wasn't he coming off a championship? Oh, no. He won it in 11.
In what year was that? 2016. Let's see what we got here. Number one reason, loyalty and relationship with Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Number two reason, forgot about this, the salary cap spike. Okay, I need to do one other thing. I need to see Dirk's stats that year.
Poor guy was.
Yeah, I don't think
like Bill Walton.
I don't think it was pretty. Dirk, let's see.
He does TikTok dances now.
2016. Yeah, he does.
Shout out Dirk.
Oh, they're not bad. He's 37 years old, 18.3 million. 18.3 points per game, sorry. 18.3 points.
18 points a game. He's making $7 million.
No, 25 million.
Oh, okay. About to say.
Real quick, the new All-Star format just dropped if you guys are into that sort of thing. Round robin tournament. 3 8 player squads, 2 USA teams, 1 world team.
To quote my partner,
yawn.
I don't care.
And
man.
You can see this new format live at the Intuit Dome in Los Angeles.
It's full circle. There we go.
If they had any sense of humor, they'd make the cash prize $28 million. Winner of the whole thing gets $28 million.
And a tree planted in their name.
And the MVP trophy should be a tree.
Oh, man. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but the true...
Apologies to the San Francisco 49ers. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
We got you tomorrow. But the true boneheaded decision, pause, in this whole scenario is not having Kawhi Leonard take a picture with a tree.
One.
Why would you not do that?
Picture. One tweet. One Instagram post. One. And you have rationale for all of it.
You really?
You still got to navigate that termination clause.
Yeah, yeah.
The termination clause that says this contract is void, this contract is terminated with cause if, take out the legal terms, Kawhi Leonard plays for someone other than the Los Angeles Clippers.
Well, I could say that. I don't know how the timelines work. I'm
crazy.
Forgetting it. But. We got a partnership with the Clippers. Like, that's a partner of ours, a business partner of ours. And we signed you to this endorsement off the strength of our business partnership. We have an affinity to the Clippers.
Yeah, we can't. We can't give out endorsements to any Lakers.
Yeah. But we just need you to take a picture. Can you do that?
The partnership came after, though.
Partnership came after?
Came after the LLC was formed. Came after Kawhi signed the extension. Mm-hmm. Came after Steve Ballmer donated $50 million. So that's the other problem. The proximity of $28 million to $50 million isn't far enough. Right. Like, that is way too close. It's way too... Hey, because Ballmer got the... He's got, you know, he's got that keep the change money.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a, hey, invest the other whatever. Just make sure.
Put some trees
on. No matter what else happens, my guy gets paid.
Give it to Drake.
Give it to Drake.
No comment. See, I've learned, guy. I learned.
Very good. He asked me. Good job.
No comment.
Good job. And then Bobby can ask Drake about it years later.
Yeah. And if like
this is such a weird story.
It really is. And I'm really anxious to see how it plays out because they should get punished. Like, if we're being fair, they should get punished. But I don't know if they will.
How often we've been talking about the NBA and their cap. How often do you think this happens, say, in the NFL?
All the time.
The restrictions, like on like an NFL, that's a hard cap. Mm-hmm. Like the punishments for that are massive. And it's opened up a lot of, there are a lot of uncomfortable people, a lot of very rich people, but they're uncomfortable today with this report being out there and the idea of this being investigated by their respective leagues.
So Patrick Mahomes just happy not being the highest paid quarterback? He just cool with that?
Patrick Mahomes.
He don't have a supermodel girlfriend or wife, excuse me. He just cool just not bringing in more money. Okay.
Patrick Mahomes has one of the worst contracts in the NFL. He signed the most team-friendliest deal in the history of team-friendly deals. And it feels like he signed it 10 years ago.
I know, right? And he has
there's a certain point where someone's going to... It's still... Oh, my God.
Is he making like $30 million a year or something like that?
$30 million? No, sweetheart. He's not making $30 million. His restructure has him at $21 million.
Hey, it's not Lamar Hunt, but it's what's the Hunt family. Clark. Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. Let's figure out what's going on there.
Okay, so did they restructure all of this? That's the dead cap. There's the restructure. There's the signing, the prorated sign. There's the base salary. His base salary is okay. This
matter of fact, doesn't he own a soccer team?
Yeah.
Let me see what's going on with
Kansas City Current and the NWSL and the Kansas City Royals.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes,
If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, yeah. All right, man. I mean, all right.
He's also part of a franchise group, KML Burger, that's taken over multiple Whataburgers.
The dude makes $7 an hour. How is he affording to be an owner of all this stuff? All right. Pablo! Got another one for you.
Pablo just going to be taking him out. What if he investigates Travis and Taylor? Then Pablo really has to watch himself. He's going to be investigating Patrick Mahomes and be like, hey, what is this? Oh, God. Even Pablo will be like, it's cool. It's good.
It's good. Nothing to see here.
I don't want no
part
of that.
Nothing to see here.
There is no out in Patrick Mahomes' contract until 2028. I do not understand this
contract. I'm being half serious, but that doesn't make sense.
It's the...
That doesn't make sense. You're Patrick Mahomes.
He has a cap hit of $78 million next year. $74 million the year after. His dead cap money this year is $95 million, which is down from 2 years ago when it was $151.
Oof. Still wasn't as much as Deshaun Watson's, huh? Wasn't his?
What was crazy? Deshaun? Deshaun was 100 plus, but I don't remember what.
His guarantee or?
His dead cap. Yeah.
Guaranteed was close to that too. Like, guaranteed was crazy.
I'm having a Kenny moment.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't spell Deshaun.
That's D-E-S-H-A-U-N.
That's correct.
It was $229 million.
What, isn't the cap like 236 or something?
His dead cap money his first year was $229 million. His signing bonus was 44.9. That contributed to it. Oh, God, that's brutal.
That is insane.
Every year, 229, 220, 200. This year, Deshaun Watson's dead cap this year is $167 million. Next year, it's $131
million. Oh, man. Jeez.
What a contract.
Well, he's a Brown, and he's always going to be a Brown. When is the contract even over?
If memory serves me correctly, he signed that signing bonus, and then they structured his contract in a way to where his first year was chump change because he was suspended.
Yeah,
and so he didn't lose massive amounts of money because he got the signing bonus, and his salary was minimal.
Jeez. Man.
So what have we learned?
I saw a video of
Patrick Mahomes and Dirk Nowitzki are crooked.
Well, they're fine.
Well,
it's Cuban and the Hunt family.
Correct. You are correct. You are correct.
Yeah.
You are correct. What were you saying?
I was just going to say I saw a video of Deshaun working out the other day.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. Right now, today, September 3rd, it's 3:51. Do you think there is a punishment handed down to the Clippers at some point?
But...
I say no.
I don't think so.
I say no. I think
I don't think so.
I actually think what we talked about, them checking in with the FBI, and the FBI's, you know, whatever they ask them, like, hey, is there anything pertinent to what we're trying to do, and they say no, and they'll be able to come back and say, we checked with the FBI and there was nothing there.
I think, yeah, I think that monologue that we laid out from Adam Silver earlier is the most likely outcome. Mm-hmm. We checked in with the, and he'd probably be well served to reference. If memory serves me correctly, Adam Silver was a lawyer. I think.
I think, yeah, for sure.
So, if memory serves, if he'd probably be, it'd probably be a good move to reference 2000 and that deal with Minnesota, mm-hmm. and say we had hard evidence. Like, I understand this isn't criminal court, this isn't civil court, but we operate off precedent. We had a precedent in which hard evidence was put in front of us, and we levied an extraordinary punishment on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. We can talk circumstantial evidence. We can try to draw diagrams. We can try to do podcasts, maybe not do it as snarky as I'm doing. But in the end, that hard piece of evidence that we did not have. We cannot levy a punishment against a franchise like that without hard evidence. Mm-hmm. We had a contract signed by a player, a representative, and a team. We took care of all three of them. We have, you know, bank accounts, donations, Drake, and a sponsorship deal gone wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not enough to levy these types of punishments. Now, again, this is where the conversation with Steve Ballmer comes into play. We didn't have the same evidence we had in 2000, but there was enough here that made us uncomfortable. We've had extensive conversations with Steve, and he understands the optics of this. So the team is going to be fined $7.5 million. That's the maximum in which we're allowed to fine them. Kawhi Leonard is going to be fined $350,000 or whatever that number was. That's the maximum we're allowed to fine him for this offense, and we're going to move on.
Yep. I agree.
Because I think one thing that we've learned, that $350,000 is going to piss off Kawhi Leonard.
He's going to appeal it.
Like, Kawhi, you realize if you appeal this, like, you could lose $100 million. No, I want that $350,000. Oh, that was a tough laugh. That was tough. That was his "I'm a fun guy" press conference.
Yeah. We'd cut you on the spot if that was an impression.
No, that was just oh. That. No, that was no, no.
Oh,
no.
we're calling that unofficial.
That was unofficial for sure.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, no. What to do, baby?
What to do, baby? I think that line is funnier than any of them. What do you want people to know about you? I'm a fun guy. I think we have to go. There's one clip in there you have to go hear about, because they talk about Kawhi and Paul George. Mm. Hearing the local media attempt to say Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in 2019 is spectacular. And if I remember correctly, it was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. If you don't care about anything we've talked about today, go listen to the podcast for that. And we'll see you tomorrow as the NFL season kicks off. And we'll count down to it, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos Aspiration.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.